Day 1. Three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Let love be your highest goal. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13 through chapter 14, verse 1. Lord, thank you for creating each of us so differently. Keep me from assuming that my partner thinks and feels the way I do. Please give me the patience to find out how I can most effectively communicate love to my spouse. Communicating love. After more than 40 years of counseling couples, I'm convinced there are 5 different ways we speak and understand emotional love, 5 love languages. Each of us has a primary love language. One of the 5 speaks to us more profoundly than the other 4. Seldom do a husband and wife have the same love language. We tend to speak our own language, and as a result, we completely miss each other. Oh, we're sincere. We're even expressing love, but we're not connecting emotionally. Sound familiar? Love doesn't need to diminish over time. The end of the famous love chapter of the Bible, 1 Corinthians 13, says that love is of great value and will last forever. In fact, the Apostle Paul says that love should be our highest goal. But if you're going to keep love alive, you need to learn a new language. That takes discipline and practice. But the reward is a lasting, deeply committed relationship. Day 2. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us, and His love is brought to full expression in us. 1 John 4, verses 11 and 12. Father, help me to be a student of my spouse. I want to know how best to show my love. Please give me wisdom as I try to determine my beloved's love language. Learning the love languages. My research indicates that there are 5 basic languages of love. Words of affirmation, using positive words to affirm the one you love. Gifts, giving thoughtful gifts to show you were thinking about someone. Acts of service, doing something that you know the other person would like. Quality time, giving your undivided attention. Physical touch, holding hands, kissing, embracing, putting a hand on the shoulder, or any other affirming touch. Out of these 5, each of us has a primary love language. One of these languages speaks more deeply to us than the others. Do you know your love language? Do you know your spouse's? Many couples earnestly love each other, but do not communicate their love in an effective way. If you don't speak your spouse's primary love language, he or she may not feel loved, even when you are showing love in other ways. The Bible makes it clear that we need to love each other as God loves us. The Apostle John wrote that God's love can find full expression in us. If that's true for the church in general, how much more true is it for a couple? Finding out how your loved one feels love is an important step to expressing love effectively. Day 3. I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, you should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. Lord, thank you for knowing me perfectly and loving me perfectly. Help me to think carefully about what my spouse most often asks of me. Give me the wisdom to interpret that correctly so I can communicate love better to him or her. Following the clues.